Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Choreographed, Hoffman. I guarantee you that Hoffman also has some architectural skills as well. DOC in for Craig. Craig getting it done. I guarantee you that whatever he's doing it with the spirit of accomplishment. And we are honored to bring on Donna Hopkins. Skeletos working. I apologize for it being wet, but you know what? I'd rather it be wet than it be snowy and icy. So you got a break when it comes to that. And it's still football, and we play in this weather if we choose to, or we can go inside a bubble. So what is the word of the day? Hopefully no slips, no groins, and if we're healthy, we're in good shape. What's the word, Donna?
Hey, Doc, it was none of that. I was happy to be inside of the bubble because it was a mess out there, you know, with the weather. And like you said, we don't want any slip-ups at this stage of the game. But it was great. I mean, the good thing about these OTAs right now, you can focus in on some areas. You're not going to learn a whole bunch of things, but you're going to see how this team starts to come together. And as Coach Quinn and the, you know, the coaches said to us, is that this is a time to put the tools together in learning the playbook. And when I was watching yesterday, I was watching the wide receiver group. You're talking about that position starting to heat up. They had so many wide receivers. I'm telling you, I counted at least 12, 13. And to watch that group with Deebo Samuels leading the way because Terry wasn't there. But Jalen Lane, Kingsbury talked a little bit about him. I asked him about him. I said, what does he add to that group? And he said the great thing about these wide receivers, the competition there is that they can play multi-roles, meaning that outside, inside, which makes that a strong group. So if you're looking at training camp this year, that is a group to look at because it's a lot of competition and some big names that may not be there. Michael Gallup, I watched him a little bit yesterday. I said, wow, you know, the journeyman. But that group is going to be, like I said, fun to watch during training camp because it's a lot of competition there. And Kingsbury talked a little bit about the offensive line, too. I thought it was interesting when he said that it was only one solidified guy on that offensive line. He didn't name who it was, but he said, other than that, everybody is competing for a position. And he said that's pretty much what Coach Quinn has built here, that everybody has to earn their position. And that's what I'm seeing out there yesterday, is that everybody is jarring for positions across the board because, you know, solid positions that you think that's already secure is not the case.
Yeah, I was watching.
But some.
Yeah, I was watching Tony McGee, the Pro Football Plus, and watching your show. And you guys talked about it. And I know sometimes it's easy to say, well, we know the season is down the road. I know some of the most competitive moments I've witnessed is being at a gymnasium watching pickup basketball. It's not that you're gaining a lot right now in terms of specific game plan against the New York Football Giants, but what you're doing is creating an environment of competition. receivers. Now, you may know the linemen don't get a heck of a lot out of it, but you get something out of it because this is what you do for a living. And it also shows who you are in terms of taking those steps of just loving. Do you love to compete or not? And this is what you do. We will never solve it, but some people will ask the question as to, is missing this an issue? Myles Garrett, who's one of the best, he might be the best player in the world at what he does. He skipped it. You know, when the season comes, yeah, you know he'll be there. Does this help or hurt his team? We got guys here, Tunsil and Lattimore, two guys that we're counting on that we need. It's not mandatory for them. Let's say, for example, they show up. Well, would you expect them to do a lot? Of course they wouldn't. But boy, what a meaning, what a gesture it would have been just to say we're all in. And so now, I respect their right to handle their business in a manner that they do. But ain't no way in the hell I'm going to tell you here up front that I wasn't disappointed in the fact that they didn't take this baby step just to continue the momentum that the group has already established for them. And yes, yeah, I do think that was a step that could have been taken. There's no way in the hell I'm going to endorse that in saying, well, they didn't have to. I know damn well they ain't got to do nothing. But this is what you do for a living. It ain't like you would be doing something else. This is what you do. You don't have to do a hell of a lot to be out there. But the simple fact that you find it within your grace to convince yourself that it's not in the best interest of the organization for a first impression, to me, is baffling.
Yeah, Rick, I'm right with you, because it's funny that you say that, because I was talking to one of my colleagues out there on yesterday just about what you're saying. They said, well, it's not important for them to be here because, you know, they don't really need to be here. And I argue the fact that everybody needs to be here. If you're an athlete, if you're part of the team, if you're part of the brotherhood that they're trying to build here, the statement is for everybody to be here. Whether you were going to be there on the field or go through any of the drills and everything, for the young rookies coming up, this is a young team. So veteran leadership it starts with stuff like this. So I told them, I said, being a former athlete myself, I said, I would have been there no matter what. I said, because if you're part of something and you're starting the 2025 season right now, really, because this off the, you know, the OTAs are important because it's the building of your team beyond just the football part of it. It's the relationship part of it. And so I argue with them that everybody, no matter who you are, you should be there, bottom line.
Yeah. I wouldn't now, if I'm in the midst of a negotiation, I'm not going to get injured in the midst of a negotiation.
Absolutely.
I'm not a fool, but my mere presence to support my new comrades, to me, that's borderline insanity. But again, it also follows a trend. And it may not make a difference, but again, with me, it would. But that's from my culture. One for all for one. We were in a strike, in the midst of a strike, and had about 90% of our entire team that worked out in the midst of a strike. That same team went on to win a world championship, and they did it without coaches. So you can talk about doing something, and then you can actually do something. And what I hate to see is the momentum that coach has built. This team has built. You know how they're going to work. You never question that. And he would never put them in a position. Like Terry, none of this applies to him, to me. None.
No.
Because everybody knows. Pure gladiator. None of this to him. And I tell you what, and I respect Lattimore because I've seen his work, and he gave you his, he went out on a field not 100% to represent for that. He has nothing to prove to me. I love the dude's effort in that. He's got to heal. But you could walk out there and not do anything and already made your point because you were there. You don't have to do nothing. It's about your presence. You got nothing else. You don't have a side job for Jeremy. New team, new people, nobody knows you. Yeah. This is your entrance. Wow. Who's your advisor? He should be bullwhipped. Because you didn't have to do anything.
You're exactly right. And I think Deebo Samuels, when, you know, we got the chance to talk to him, and they asked him how was he doing with his new teammates. He said that they welcomed him in immediately and, you know, to the brotherhood. And he felt like that he was already a big part of this team. So for a guy like that to feel like he needs to be there, when I watched him a lot on yesterday up against, I mean, it was, Rick, it was kind of fun to watch Deebo Samuels go up against, you know, the rookie, Amos, Trey Amos. I was like, oh, wow, that's a good, you know, it's almost like the Daryl Green going up against
James Arthur,
Gary Clarkson, and all
Gary.
Of that, and looking at that rookie is going to be nice, and Deebo Samuels is going to fit in here quite nicely. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to prove himself to the world that thinks, hey, man, can Deebo Samuels be that guy again? And I think with his leadership, I talked to Lane as far as, you know, him being there with Deebo Samuels, what has that relationship been like? And he said to have that veteran leadership. That is what we're all talking about right now, Rick, right here, is why it's important to have the rookies here with the veterans and those key veterans with positions like that. That's what we're talking about right here, is that you're setting the tone for everybody else by your presence being there. And what you have to offer to an offensive line that basically has new faces there and young faces on the offensive line. And that's why it would have been important to have Laramie Tunsil there this week for the OTAs. Don't know if he's going to be there next week or, you know, early June when they have the other OTAs to finish up before training camp. But it's important for those guys to really be there, no matter what, whether they're going through the drills or dressed, because some of the veterans were not dressed because they may be nursing some nicks and everything.
That's it. So you don't have to be dressed.
The thing about this coaching staff, they are smart with not, you know, doing anything to put people in a bad position. They understand the veterans and so forth. Like last year when Zach, you know, during the course of the season, he didn't practice the whole week.
Because, you got to take care of your older horses.
Yeah. So, you know, these are important.
Ant-Man's got one for you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Donna. This is Anthony, super producer of the show. We saw B. Mitch out there, you know, working with the special teams unit. And I think special teams in general is a place where a rookie like Jalen Lane or even Kroski Merritt, we could see him possibly, you know, on the kickoff return. But where else do you think, you know, a rookie will be able to make an immediate impact? I think outside of Connerly, and even with Connerly, he's in competition. He didn't get first team reps yesterday. So what would you say is a space for one of these rookies to, you know, come onto this veteran heavy team and try to make an instant impact?
Well, the great thing about this veteran team, as you said, it's everybody has to earn that position still. Even some of the veterans are going to be beat out from some of these younger guys. But I think you hit it, because when as far as the running back position, Merritt, as far as Lane and everything, I think Lane is going to be used on that as wide receiver because of that speed. I mean, great speed at the wide receiver. But that's where he, when I watched him a little bit, I was like, okay, this guy's going to be able to help that wide receiver group. But he's going to be able to help them special teams too, because that's one reason why they did get him also, is the multiple positions that they can interchange him in as far as special teams return, because we know that the return game has to improve. And I think he is a niche to that, and to have, as you say, Brian Mitchell, you know, to be out there to, you know, show these guys why special teams is just as important as some of the other ones. But I see Merritt basically also, if you look, think about the running back position, it's loaded with Agler, Robinson, Rodriguez, McNichols, and Merritt. This is where the competition right here between Rodriguez, McNichols, and Merritt comes into play as far as that special teams unit. So I see, you know, the running back position with Merritt being a factor as far as special teams also. And then Trey Amos, he is going to be valuable. And, you know, they've got some depth there now at the cornerback position. But you could also use him on special teams. He's going to play some special teams. You can believe that. So those three guys that they signed, particularly those guys, because they've got great speed, I see them being utilized a lot on special teams, kickoff returns, punt returns, whether they're, you know, returning the punts, but they need speed guys on offense. Special teams. So that's where they're going to be utilized the most there.
And one more question.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely a good thing. And one more question for you. As far as Dan Quinn's tone yesterday, you know, Scott Abraham was asking him about, you know, this year or last year being hunters and sort of kind of this year being the hunted. What was the atmosphere like, you know, in the media room yesterday when, you know, Dan Quinn sort of kind of pounced on Scott Abraham's and sort of kind of set the tone? And to be honest, I still with where Dan was, like, we're always being hunters.
Hey, you know what? When he said that, I was right there looking at him, and I was like, man, you my kind of coach. Because this is the thing about this coaching staff and Coach Quinn. He's setting the tone. He's cutting off the core before he even gets out there, because that's how smart he is. He already knew where Scott was going. I mean, even after he said, we're always the hunters. And that's the thing about it, is no matter where they ended up last year, almost in the Super Bowl, they're still hunting to get to the Super Bowl. So as they told me during the draft and after the draft, they said, and I kept asking that, said, you know, as far as building this year, moving forward and all that, they said, we start from scratch again. Because you think about it, just because they got to almost the NFC Championship game and almost the Super Bowl last year, this is another season. So you push the reset button. You can't go on what you did last year, because everybody else is different also this year. You look at the schedule. It's a tougher schedule and everything. So for Coach Quinn to say, look, let me cut you off right now, because we are the hunters. We're hunting down everybody to take them down. So that's where what I like about what he says is that they still have that hungry, that taste in their mouth, like they haven't been here before, but they're trying to get there. So I think that's what he's talking about. And look, I chuckled at it. If you're an athlete and a coach is saying that, you're like, give me some dab on that.
Amen. Oh, I love it. He realizes his Pro Bowl talent guard is out maybe till Halloween. And I would have a recording of the first play of the game against the Eagles that would be on a loop that would be going on in the house. Had they continued last year successfully and won those games, yeah, but they didn't. So he's right. He's always right on temperament. He'll set the tone. And for every new player there, they weren't a part of that. But I like the idea that he understands. Yeah, it did his O-line, D-line, and then pressure. And they're one or two players away. Now, that's, again, on paper. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're there. We just haven't seen them do it yet. Maybe they were there last year. They didn't get the opportunity. But I hope it comes from the form of somebody coming off that edge, somebody giving us some inside speed at linebacker. And one of these corners can't be a prospect. They actually have to hit it and be that guy.
Yeah, I think Kingsbury sums it up best when I was asking him, when you assessed last year of where you finished, what are some areas that you have to improve upon this year that you saw from last year? And he basically talked about some of those key things that they, you know, doing down the stretch of the season that they needed to clean up and everything, the ball control and all of those things. Even the running game has to be better. So for people to think that, you know, this team is the team that everybody is wanting to grab a hold to right now, and rightfully so when you have a quarterback of Jaden Daniels' caliber and everything, but they understand as a team and the coaches, to have all those coaches back, which the Coach Cohen said is so key, because that never happens normally that you can keep that whole group together, which is going to help propel this team forward. But they understand as a unit, that's all I took away from yesterday a lot, is that they understand as a team, they have to get better to move forward if they're going to even be back where they were last year. It's some things that they know that they've got to clean up. And this is a young team that people don't realize. They've got some key veterans on there, which is key. But the thing about it is you're at the reset button again.
It's the best news that I've heard all day. And I figured it would be that way with DQ, the way this group operates. The worst thing they could do is be celebrating not winning the Super Bowl because they didn't win it. And they got the right perspective. Donna, we appreciate you. That's an awesome job. We'll keep hope alive. And let's stay hungry. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Always fun. Later.
Yeah, give my best to the old man. That's Donna Hopkins. Definitely. Skeletos on the Ground, of course, teams up with Anthony McGee, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. Let's take a break. We'll come back. You can join the party, 301-230-0980. What did your gut tell you about this version of the burgundy and gold? Early now. Earth's early. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.